All right, it's October. That's a good one to transition to Cinema Chat on. Good morning. This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and I got a big smile on my face because my buddy Russ Collins is sitting across the table from me, and we're going to talk movies. It's Cinema Chat. Good morning.
We are. Well, it's good to be back on the air with you, Patrick. And I got an announcement about a local lady. Actually, I went to high school with her many years ago, but only recently found out that she became a YA author for novels for young people. And one of her novels has been turned into a feature-length film called So Be It.
I have to confess, I had to read that a couple of times because I kept seeing the S and the O and the B as all capital letters and didn't quite get where you were going with that at first, but now I understand it completely. Thank you.
So be it.
So
absolutely.
Be it.
So it's going to open on the 20th, and then Sarah Weeks, the author, is going to be here on Sunday.
And you know
the
Sarah,
22nd.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, we were in choir together. I can't say that I knew her well, but she definitely grew up in Ann Arbor, a Riverette, a Huron High School graduate. So we'll look forward to welcoming her back to town. Her mother lives in town, and so there will be a nice bunch of fans there on the 22nd.
And you've got her in for the Q&A, right?
Yeah. That's on Sunday the 22nd, okay. So mark your calendar for that afternoon.
What's the movie about?
It's about a 12-year-old girl who has a mother that is disabled mentally in some capacity. It's kind of mysterious about that, she utters a word that sends her on a cross-country journey of discovery about her family and background. So anyway, it sounds very interesting, yeah. And we can support a local author with a nationally released feature-length film.
Cool.
The film that we're opening up today, Victoria and Abdul.
I just want to throw a disclaimer in here real quick. You've been hearing underwriting for that. That is national NPR writing. We don't get any money from that at a local level.
That's
so
right.
We're promoting this out of the fact that Cinema Chat and Russ Collins are bringing it to town. Cinema Chat's not Russ, and the Michigan Theater are bringing it to town. So just wanted to get that out of the way.
That's right. It was directed by Stephen Frears, okay. Who did Florence Foster Jenkins, The Queen, High Fidelity, Philomena, Dangerous Liaisons, a lot of great films. And he hired a costume designer by the name of Consolata Boyle, and she won nominated for an Academy Award for both Florence Foster Jenkins and the Queen. And a very interesting piece that we found online, she talks about how you communicate the characters through costume. Now, this happens in every movie, every theatrical play, but this is a very interesting case. So one of the challenges for Victoria and Abdul was the fact that this takes place in the very late 1800s.
Mm. So a lot of black.
Yeah, and she's wearing black because for most of her life, she was mourning the death of her husband, Prince Albert.
Right, so she's always portrayed as a very tight-laced but very black wardrobe. So interesting challenge there.
So how do you create the subtlety in that? So she did some very interesting things with fabric and with a variance of color in the black. And then Abdul, the character of Abdul, which is this Indian man who comes as an emissary to the court of the queen and ends up being a friend and teacher of the queen, much to the chagrin of her children, particularly Edward, who became the king after Queen Victoria died, and the court in general. He was, as an Indian gentleman, wore a much different kind of costume or clothing, and there's a lightness that's portrayed in the choice of fabrics, and the Queen Victoria's fabrics were very, very heavy. And these are some of the very subtle and very interesting things that go on to communicate character, to communicate dramatic points of view.
Well, and you've got a great actress in Judi Dench, too, Dame Judi, to bring that all to life.
Absolutely.
For sure.
81-year-old, I believe, actress that just knocks it out of the park with us. And then Ali Fazal, who plays Abdul Karim, who's the Abdul of Victoria and Abdul, is a very famous Bollywood star in his own right. Obviously not as well known in the United States, but a huge international star. Well, Victoria and Abdul does indeed open up today, so go check it out. And they have been talking about it for a long time. Another Ann Arbor native, Owen
Gleiberman. I'm interrupting you because I want to point out that the review from the Variety Variety you put in here, it says that Judi Dench remains the world's most formidable pixie. Yeah, that true. Is an apt description, let's just say.
All and right, she's in her element her snappish showbiz melancholy prime. And Owen Gleiberman, who wrote that, is another Ann Arborite. He's the head critic for Variety magazine. So there you go. We're also continuing with Battle of the Sexes, which is this film that people really like. It's about the 1973 tennis match between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. Billie Jean King is played by Emma Stone in a very compelling way. And Steve Carell is literally brilliant.
Yeah. As what a great Bobby actor, Riggs. Man. He's been doing stuff the last couple
actor.
Of years. Oh, man. What range. No, he gained the weight for the wrestling movie. He lost it again. He's got great comedic chops, the timing. But in
he's
this
a great
movie,
dramatic actor,
right?
Too.
He's the comedic villain almost in this movie, The Battle of the Sexes. Here, I mean, what a he gets the misogyny down to a giant capital M. Let's just say.
So yeah, Battle of the Sexes continues. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. We're finishing up a run of a film called Columbus, okay. Which is actually it's a romantic film. A man is traveling with his father, who's on a speaking tour and gets stranded in Columbus, Indiana, not Columbus, Ohio. But it's a small Midwestern town that is very well known for its mid-century modern architecture. He meets a woman there. Their relationship develops among this kind of difficult personal situation for this gentleman dealing with his ill father in this very interesting setting. And the woman that she falls in love with is an architecture enthusiast who's there checking out the situation in Columbus, Indiana. That played during Cinetopia, and it was a big hit. Ex Libris, New York Public Library, is by legendary filmmaker Frederick Wiseman, and it indeed is a documentary film about the New York City library system. And Frederick Wiseman can take what you might think to be a rather boring topic and turn it into a fascinating meditation on literature and architecture and society. Ex Libris was a film that people are contacting us about to say, would you please play it? So indeed we did, and it's playing on the 8th and the 10th.
And you're kicking off a new series?
That's right. So we've got Strange and Stranger, our film series that is inspired by the hit TV show Stranger Things. And it starts with Firestarter on today at 9:30. So go check that out.
A very creepy young Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Heather Locklear and David Keith as well star in that. And then we're doing a horror film classic. So this is The Bride of Frankenstein. This is the second one. Boris Karloff plays the Frankenstein monster, and Elsa Lancaster Dundee plays the Bride of Frankenstein. This is a classic film from the 30s.
That high hair with the white streak
exactly.
in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's been copied many times. Yeah. So that's going to be on Monday at 8:45.
And then The Thing.
Sunday. That's right. The Thing is part
Kurt
of the
Russell.
Week from today. Go check it out October the 12th. Kurt Russell plays the camp doctor and Richard Dysart, or as a helicopter pilot, and Richard Dysart is the camp doctor.
That's one of those jump scare movies because you never know which thing actually is the monster because it can take the shape of its victims. It's a really creepy one.
It is, and they do a great job. And opening at the multiplex is a much-anticipated film. Blade Runner 2049 takes place 30 years after the first film, Harrison Ford comes back. But the star of the film is Ryan Gosling, who is a Blade Runner, who's an L.A. Police officer in 2049, who's unearthing long-buried secrets. The film has gotten great preview reviews far. And
a lot of excitement, as well.
And the quest to find the Harrison Ford character, Rich Deckard. The Mountain Between Us is a thriller that stars Idris Elba and Kate Winslet. They are stranded in a plane crash and must work their way out of the wilderness that they find themselves in. It's
and of course, the moment we've all been waiting for, My Little Pony, the movie.
You know, this is the first My Little Pony movie. It stars the characters Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity. These are all new characters to me, but I am sure I will become familiar with it because I brought home a My Little Pony toy from a movie conference and gave it to my 2-year-old granddaughter. And she
what does she call it? What is she? Are you Grandpa?
I'm Bumpa.
Bumpa? So you're the best Bumpa ever?
You know, at making least that fun. Day
it was. We joke a little bit about My Little Pony, but it is so overwhelmingly positive. I think that's the appeal to it. Is It's just positive and heartfelt and be your true self and love your friends. I mean, it's great messaging. So if you can get over the cheesiness of the animation and the stuff, I think it's a good kids film.
Yeah, it will hit its target market very hard, I am sure.
12-year-old girls, 5-year-old boys, and 45-year-old men that live in their parents' basements. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. You've just been listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.